A patient name, Robin Dillard, D-I-L-L-A-R-D. Date of birth is 7/15/55. Date of service, 2/22/23. This is a 67-year-old female patient here today with complaints of swollen bilateral eyes, also has a discharge from the right eye at the inner canthus, conjunctiva, erythematous, more so on the right eye than the left, period, new paragraph. She feels as though it's getting a bit worse. As a matter of fact, she's got visible greenish drainage from the inner canthus as I talked to her today, period, new paragraph, but she doesn't have any other issues brought to the table today, no fevers. No chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual. No activity intolerance. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 144/82, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 96% on room air, current weight 184, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, hypertension, surgical history. She does have her gallbladder removed, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. She has normal vision, or rather, better stated, she is wearing glasses. She has not had any change to her vision. Conjunctiva of the right eye, extremely erythematous, and there is that greenish drainage at the inner canthus. Her right eye was matted shut this morning upon waking, period, new paragraph. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Remainder of this exam, unremarkable, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute bacterial conjunctivitis. Patient will be given tobramycin ophthalmic, one drop to that eye every 4 hours, two drops to start. For 2 to 3 days until clear. I've also told her to put one drop in the left eye, possibly twice a day, to make sure that we use a prophylactic measure as well. Period, new paragraph. I've discussed everything with her. She is in agreement. She's going to return to clinic or call if needed. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, Dillard, D-I-L-L-A-R-D, date of birth 1/9/19, date of service 2/22/23. This is a 4-year-old little girl. She has discharge from bilateral eyes. She was sent home from school today. Patient also has been pulling on the right ear, period, new paragraph. She does suffer from chronic ear infections. In fact, she is due to get tubes placed next month, toward the end of the month, period, new paragraph. No fevers, no activity intolerance. She does have drainage from bilateral eyes as well, and she's been itching her eyes. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 91/63, pulse 120, respiration 23, temperature 96, oxygenation 98%, current weight 23 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, ibuprofen, medical history, Turner syndrome, surgical history. She is going to have bilateral ear tubes placed here next month, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. She allows me to interact with her and examine her without any distress. Mom, although, is close by her side for consoling measures, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. She has bilateral conjunctiva erythema and mildly edematous on the left side. Discharge at the inner canthus bilaterally, period, new paragraph. Her eyes were matted shut this morning, period, new paragraph. Ears, she does have bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous as well. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, mildly tachycardic, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute otitis media, bilateral. She will be given a prescription for amoxicillin, 200 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon BID 10 days, number 100 ml, period, new paragraph, acute bacterial conjunctivitis, tobramycin ophthalmic, one drop to each eye every 4 hours while awake, for 2 to 3 days until clear, number 1 bottle, period, new paragraph. Once again, mom is going to monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call if not improving.